huwag mong pangunahan yung negative. Hindi mo pa nga nagawa, inunahan mo na, pinag-isipan mo na nga, hindi ko makukuha to. That's a wrong mentality. At it's a very, and as well, I'm not trying to offend anyone or mga kababayan natin, but parang ano natin yun eh, mental, ano natin yun eh, normal na, parang, ayoko na siyang gawin. Ay, hindi ko kaya yan. Nakakita ko yung mga gagaling nila dun. Wala. Ay, you know what? Just go for it. Subukan mo kasi hindi mo malalaman kung hindi mo nakukuha, hindi mo malalaman kung hindi mo gagawin it. Take risk because life, it's all about risk as well. As a Filipino, tayo, resilient tayo, palaban tayo. Why not bring that attitude na sa atin sa Pilipinas na how we can adapt, and it's easy that na we are very adaptable for things.
Dance is a performance art form consisting of sequence of movement. This is the story of Noybi Berber, former Ballet Philippines choreographer, who initially doesn't like dancing and is only doing it just to finish his study, but become his passion. I'm Mika Santos, founder of Congruent Firm Media Lab and Guerrilla Podcast Syndicate, and creator of Pod Fiesta Community. This is Filipinotastic, a podcast show about Filipino diaspora and their stories that will inspire others to make an impact to our community.
Started in dancing. So I'm back home in the Philippines. One of the reason I really love to dance, okay? Since I was a kid, and I think my family from my father's side and my mother's side, they're all performers and they love to perform. But I think because they never had a chance. It's more back home in the Philippines, it's always all about education, you know, and degree. You have to finish a diploma. But then I am the one, like wild one, and I'm just like, I am not really, to be honest, I am not a very academic person. I think I am so baliw for that. I mean, I'm not really good with that. So for me, the reason why I'm dancing, because of my attitude when I was young, I am kind of hopeless in school. And the only way that I can focus is in dancing. So there's a group in the there's a high school school that they, the Giao Theater Dance Company, and my auntie take me there, and the director was so strict, and it's under Edwin C. Duero and late Duero, yeah. And my auntie take me there and said, okay, you wanna dance? That's the only way for you to finish your class or your education in high school. So, ayun, doon nag-umpisa ang pagsasayaw ko, but I never been serious about that. But then, through the years, I have no choice. I have to graduate if I want to go to college. So, I have to do it and have no choice.
At an early age, Berber already knew dancing was his passion. He remembers that times his aunt would bring him to their offices and ask him to dance on the table.
I really love to dance. I love to go to the club. But high school pa lang ako, I go to the club na, no? And I go to the afternoon party. I love doing that. And I think bata pa ako, pinapasayaw na ako sa mesa ng auntie ko sa opisina niya. And I get money, nakakakuha ako ng pera doon. And it's like, okay. So, passion ko na talaga siya. But then, going into that group when I was high school, may experience na ako sa folk dance in school. The only way kasi ako makasurvive at makakuha ng grades when bata pa ako is you have to go extracurricular. So the extracurricular really helps me to at least mapasa ko yung mga grades ko, no? So going into the Giao, it's really hard because you have to focus, you have to give your time. It's not easy, especially you're doing the the value or the principle of ballet is a very, very strict. You have to give your all heart. The discipline is there. And the time, you have to give your all heart. And it's not easy for me kasi ako yung tipong bata kasi during that time that I have no focus. But that time, the ballet is very important because it's the foundation of dance. And that's what it started my dancing.
First of all, you will notice him not on the dance floor. Like, that's how I think I first noticed him, because he is such a personality and he always brings a lot of fun to situations, and like when we're hanging out or just kind of like waiting for classes to start. And then on the dance floor, he gets really serious. He's you know, very concentrated when it comes to classes, but then he'll like crack up because when he makes a mistake, it'll be like, you know, a grand mistake, you know. And a teacher, you know, a few teachers have told us that, that if you're going to make a mistake, make it big. And Novi definitely made sure to make that big mistake. But also it's a way for him to kind of like just give light to a serious situation.
That's Mika Bernas, a former Ballet Philippines dancer and a friend.
So Novi, he comes from, before coming to Ballet Philippines, he was actually part of a Filipino like folk dance group, very well known in not Davao, in Iloilo. He was part of that folk dance group. And so he brings that experience to everything that he does, and even in ballet and even in modern dance. And, you know, he's such a creative person that you can tell when we're doing ballet or like modern dances that he always has these like moves that he wants to do, and he's always creating, and he always arrives in style. He's just someone who all the colors and all the textures and all the kind of like nuances of his personality is out in the open, you know. It's always kind of like exposed, but at the same time he is a very generous person, you know. Like, He shows a lot of his personality, but at the same time, he also gives a lot of himself to people. I remember that he, you know, once we rose up the ranks from like students to apprentices and then to company members, he would take kind of like be a mentor to younger students and company members. And also, I know that he is someone that his family relies on. He grew up with a big family and has, you know, three women that are pillars for him and have raised him. And so he also takes seriously that responsibility that he has to his family.
Isang dating miyembro ng Ballet Philippines ang nagpakitang dila sa opening ceremonies ng Winter Olympics. The story from Cecile Octo.
Mesdames et messieurs, bienvenue à la cérémonie d'ouverture des Jeux Olympiques d'hiver de 2010 à Vancouver.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the opening ceremony of the Vancouver 2010 Olympic Winter Games.
Noibi was the only Filipino who performed at the Winter Olympic in Vancouver, Canada in 2010.
Well, that one, it's cool. Even ako, I never ever believed that it happened to me. And it, I would say I'm so proud to say that that's my claim of fame at that moment. I tried during that time I was in a company with Ballet Philippines. I've been doing in the company already. I've been in the company for a long time, and I wanted something to explore, something different. And there came a moment that I have to send an audition tape. So I send the audition tape, and then this Vancouver Olympics opening ceremony of Olympic. I send my video to the director. He's the director of Alberta Ballet, and he is the director for choreography for during the opening. And I sent my video, and then he was really interested with me. So I went to Vancouver, but I can't get the job because I'm Filipino. So the only way they hire is people that are if you're Canadian. So what I did, I went there to study English and culture. Para lang, I have the way to get into Canada, and then I could work as they allow me to work. So that's one of the reasons na nakuha ko yung trabaho. But I just did that for kuno lang, nag-aral ako. But anyway, which is that's nag-umpisa lahat. In that moment is I was the only, because yung buong grupo puro Canadian, and most of them are from big companies from Alberta Ballet and Ballet British Columbia. And then ako lang yung nakapasok na Filipino. I mean, there's some Asian, but they're Canadian. But then, at the same time, like, parang wala akong kilala talaga. But I think the one reason that I get that job is because of my look. Kasi during that time, if you can see it, I have this long hair. Even now, parang balik sa dati yung buhok. I have this long hair, and kulot yung buhok ko, and I have that different, yun yung edge ko, that something an Asian, but mukha ako hindi Asian. And I think one of the reasons, aside of my skills, of dancing skills, but my look, total package, na parang isa ako sa hinahanap nga. And I think that's something for me that I will never forget the rest of my life. That, and at the same time, to be part of it, and as a pride for our country, back home in the Philippines. Yeah, the feeling, it's something that you cannot imagine. Now, it's priceless. I'll just like standing inside of the, before we get in, I can feel the energy, the vibes, the shouting of everyone, the crowd. And then the moment I step in with the music came in, I have to compose myself kasi lumuluha na yung mata ko, and I have to stop. I mean, and hindi mo ma, oh my God, that's really happening. And that moment, it was a priceless moment that parang you were there, and it's almost like, I don't know, that you're someone like, here we go, I give it to you, my whole heart. And that moment that you are like giving everything, and that's something that you cannot imagine, that feeling that's you cannot describe. It's priceless yung feeling. You cannot describe the happiness that you have. You know, sometimes, you know, that kind of you're happy that you don't need to share to everyone, but it's inside. But at the same time, you're almost your chest is going to be sasabog na because of that feeling na it's hard to explain. It's priceless.
Even his friend Will Laxa, the Sayaw PD technical director, said dancing is part of his life.
Well, he was, I think he was very dynamic with a bright character. I think you will never miss his energy when you're around him. I think you could sense it from far away. And he's such a friend with everybody. I mean, he's very personable. You can easily connect with him. And whenever you hear something loud, sometimes you know that's probably him, like saying, ah, yeah. So definitely, his energy is very magnetic, gravitating, and when he dances in class, he just really pulls it out. So we'll notice him. Mm-hmm. I think it's a part of his life from the very start. Ever since he was a kid, I think it was something that he grew up with, and no matter In the Philippines, we all know that dancers are not very, like, it's not a very prestigious type of, like, profession. The pay, the salary, and the conditions are not really conducive to something that's in abroad, right? So when you're a dancer in the Philippines, it builds a lot of character, I think. It makes you stronger because you go through all of that with your perseverance, because you're doing something that you love. And when you do something that you love, even sometimes with all the sacrifices, it's worth it. And what I see from Novi is that no matter what, like, he'll push through. He'll dance his life away, type of thing. You can see when he performs, you know, he just gives it all. He knows how to entertain. He knows how to interact. He knows how to connect, right? So, yeah, definitely with his start, it's ingrained into his personality, dances, expression. He needs to be creative.
It's not a fairy tale when he arrived in Australia as a dancer.
Well, ako na pakadrama, no? I move in Australia, I move for love. Ayun. I move for love here. It was, alam mo, Miko, sobrang madrama. Ang dami, my life is so colorful. Hindi mo alam, himahimahimahin yan. It's really challenging in a way that is still hard to, especially if you're coming from Philippines, especially that here, a lot of people have their own niche na rin eh. And you're coming in and out of nowhere, you go there. And then especially na, medyo kasi ako, makapalang mukha ako or matapang ako in a way dahil ginagawa ko siya as I take risk, I go there. Ang sinasabi ko kasi, okay, gagawin ko, I don't even know if I can get the job. Okay, I will do it. For me, going there, I'm learning something. Or, you know, kung hindi ko makuha yung job, at least I meet this person. I gain something. In a way, mag-isip ka ng positive doon eh. And that's what I do. So, and then I will show them. And sometimes as well, it's your luck. It's the universe giving it to you. And for me, tuwing audition, nag-audition, and I get some, a little bit of, sa a lot of dancers, especially dance world, maraming ano yan, attitude dyan, who are you, who do you think you are, and why, and you know, and pakapala ng mukha, and back, sabi ko nga sa sarili ko, you know what, Novi, you're fine. It doesn't matter, bahala kayo. And para sa akin, wala akong kilala dito, I will do it, I will fight for it. And maraming up and down. Kasi when I move here, I need to go back to zero. Lahat ng na-achievement ko na nangyari, it's nothing. And I have to work too hard again. And alam mong, share ko very short, alam mo yung siguro ilang buwan ako sa ilalim ng tulay ng Harbor Bridge, umiiyak gabi-gabi. Diyan ako umiiyak. Anong ginagawa ko? O bakit nangyayari? Napaka-dramatic, very Nora Honor ang drama ko. Naiyak ng iyak na parang, why I'm doing this to myself? Maayos naman yung buhay ko sa Pilipinas kahit sobrang struggling artist ako. Pero at least masaya ako dito. Oh my God. Alam mo yun? But nalampasan ko rin yun. And that, ganun siya kahirap. Especially na hindi ka lumaki dito. So that is something na kailangan talagang labanan mo, and especially wala kang support system, mag-isa ka lang eh na nandito. So yun, nalampasan ko yun. yung nangyari yung nakuha ko yung trabaho na yan, nag-audition lang ako sa Mardi Gras. Kasi nag-aalam ko, sabi ko, ay nako, kung sino mo yung mga celebrities na yan na star, I can be a backup dancer. Wala akong pakialam. At least bago na naman, kung hindi man ako star, but at least star ang sinasayawan ko. Si Nicki Minaj, si Kylie Minogue, or whoever their guest. So I went their audition. Ang nasa isip ko talaga ay wala akong pakialam. Mag-audition ako kasi mag-backup dancer ako. At hindi ko alam kung anong mangyayari. I went there. And syempre, meron yun silang form. So I submit, and this my choreographer on all of that. And then during that audition, I was so shocked kasi very commercial yung sayaw. At sabi ko, oh my God, patay tayo nito, Novi. Hindi ko I will not survive for this one. Sabi ko, ay, kung jazz, kakayanin ko. Pero eh, parang mga hip-hop, funky jazz and everything. So sabi ko, ah, wala na, Laos. Backstroke na ako, back to Philippines na, wala na. Pero sabi ko, okay na rin. Ang dami ko nakilala mga tao, kaibigan. Sabi ko, okay na. Eh, biglang I have the moment there na nagkaroon ng parang freestyle. And napakita ko ng aking strength. And there was so shocked. And then biglang nagpalapakan ng tao, ng mga na-audition ko. Ano may pinagagawa ko? I wish I have the video. And then, nangyari rin yun, di ba? Okay. And I said, the moment nagpalapakan, sabi ko sa isip ko, yeah, girl, nakuha mo na ito. Sigurado, pasok pa na sa banga. And then, after 3 days or few days na yun, yung choreographer ng show, ng opening ceremony, ng closing ng party show nila, nag-back out. So during that time, lahat ng mga choreographers sa Sydney, sobrang occupied kasi ang dami-daming, may nag-choreographer na ganito, madaming rehearsal, so wala na available lahat. Lahat ay wala na. And then especially ang hinahanap nila, nauso yung si Black Swan eh. So they're looking for a contemporary choreographer, like very theatrical. And then sa aking form, nakalagay doon, choreographer from Bali, Philippines, and this, and blah, blah, blah. And then kinontak ako ng director. Hello, Novi. Are you interested to do this? And how long could you choreograph? And sabi ko, depende. It depends of my the people are performing or the dancers. It depends on my product. Sabi nung ganun sa, well, we can give you all the list, all these dancers, and you can choose. And then the show is following week. So Nick, and then they sent it to me, and then luckily nakuha ko one of the star from So You Can Think Australia. So You Think You Can Dance. Ayun. So yes. Yun, then I get the job and I choreograph the Black Swan, which is sa awa ng, you know, alam mo yun, the universe and the Panginoon. And like talagang big hit siya. And then all of a sudden, I was top of the town. No, parang sino tong choreograph niya? Sino, syempre, alam mo naman na mga LGBT natin, medyo maingay, hinanap-hanap kung sino yung choreographer na to, ganyan-ganyan. And then after nangyari yung show, after 2 months, nung dire-diretso na yung story ko, napunta ako sa Sydney Dance at nag-dance class lang ako, ballet class lang ako, parang exercise for parang fit. And then that's what the director discovered me. Na ikaw pala yung si Novi. Abi, tinanong niya ako sa class, after the class, oh my gosh, where are you from? Ang galing mo, babalay. So he asked me, I'm Novi, I'm from Philippines, I'm from Bali. And then, oh my God, you are the Novi who choreographed the Black Swan? Yes po, oh, di ba, humble? Yes po. And then that moment, he offered me the job in Sydney Dance. And like, you wanna be a dance teacher here, blah, blah, blah. And the rest is history. Ayun, doon ako pisa lahat. Yung buhay ko.
When Noibi spotted a job advertisement for Dance for PD teacher, he had no idea what Parkinson was. But dance and teaching, he was intimately familiar with.
First day ng workshop and with mga participants with PD, that it was changed my perception and everything sa buhay. The way I see life, the way I see my gift of dance, the way I see everything in life, na iba yon. in that moment, I've been doing it, and then I become a teacher here, one of the pioneer teacher here in Sydney for Parkinson's, dance for Parkinson's. And then every time na umuwi ako sa Pilipinas, pag umuwi ako sa Pilipinas, nakikita kong yung sa news, there's a news in, na may Parkinson's disease na driver, doon ko nakita na, oh my God. Tapos, ako kasi, oh my God, this is something that this is not good. That walang para yung mga tao, walang pakialam lang sa Pinas. There's no enough awareness for that. And then, umuwi ako ng probinsya, ng Iloilo, nakita ko, pumunta kami sa mga liblib na place, and I find out, meron, Diyos ko, meron nung may PD, may Parkinson's din, tinatalian, kasi daw, bad spirit, inaaswang, may Diyos ko, mangkukulam. And sabi ko, oh my God, dalit, alam mo yun, doon lahat-lahat bumagsak sa akin na parang, oh my God, at ito yung ginagawa ko, kinutulungan ko ang mga tao sa Australia how to overcome this disease, and then why not, I'm doing it to my country. So, pumalik ko ng Australia, and then doon na nagpumasok ko sa isip ko na, alam ko na ang calling ko. This is my calling. I need to bring this in the Philippines. I need to share and awareness in the Philippines.
In 2019, a homecoming in the Philippines prompted Noivy to start his own Dance for PD organization.
This is actually a program in New York when I was already living here that he attended called Dance for Parkinson's. And I think, as we get older, all our family members and friends also get older. And so I think this program was something that really spoke to him, because it is a way to kind of like give back to the generation that raised us. And it's a way to kind of like give back to, a minority group, you know, considered disabled people, or the elderly. So he completed that training, and he started as soon as he got back to Sydney, he started doing volunteer work, I think, first for the Dance for Parkinson's in Sydney, and then eventually he became a regular teacher for the program. Yeah.
It started like 2020, so during the height, the start of the pandemic. So I'm not really sure exactly how it happened. Maybe it was me. I remember during that time, at the start of the pandemic, we're all stuck at home and we're trying to figure out what to do. And I think a few months before that, me and Novi were connecting with some projects in dance. But then when we started being stuck at home, him in Australia in Sydney, and I'm here in Manila, we were thinking like, okay, maybe we should do something, since I'm more of a techie person, and I know that we're doing some online stuff now. People are doing online classes, and we're doing live streams and stuff. I said, like, why not try Zoom, and maybe we can help someone with, like, do classes, right? Maybe it's another way for us to express our creativity. Maybe it's a way for us to improve people's lives with this Zoom thing, right? And impart dance, because since the very start of the pandemic, I haven't really danced. So I've only been dancing with the COPD online thing. So we gave it a try. We started with Zoom, connected with Zoom, and then we just shared it to our friends and family and see how different it is from a studio style setting. Because before that, we did a studio COPD and connected with people. And then now on different platform, the online platform, where you don't even know, is someone there behind the screen? Is someone even watching? How do I talk to a camera compared to a real person? So I just kept on encouraging him, you know, don't mind. No one's watching. Don't mind. Just do it as if they're going to watch it later because it's a recording. They can go back to it. And then he just kept on doing it 3 times a week. And then it started to become like an important skill now, especially now since we're still stuck at home. So I think it was a good way for him to branch into something online. And with my technical skills, I just helped him with the technical parts of starting up a Zoom live stream and then connecting him, directing him, okay, this is what you do. And then you're live and then go from there.
He knew he needed to do something, spread more awareness about PD in his hometown and around the Philippines. Together with Filipino-born Australian event director Juan Ignacio Trapaga and Sayaw technical director Will Laksa, Noivy formally founded Sayaw PD.
And that every year na pag umuwi na ako, nagkakaroon na ako ng nagre-research ako, and I managed to meet the one of the PD. There's a group in the Philippines na tumulong sa akin to meet some groups of the Philippines. So nagkaroon ako ng open class for everyone. Open class is free class, and then hanggang I keep doing it, and nakita ko the more na dumudugo ang heart ko, kasi the more ang dami-dami, and then the more akong nakita, and then meron kasing we have this group in Facebook Messenger na how desperate our kababayan with people with PD, especially yung mga hindi maka-afford ng gamot, and then especially na walang access, especially na walang masyadong understanding about the disease. And that's what it really hurts for me to see it. And parang sabi ko, oh my God, Noby, I'm helping Australia, my skills, my gift. And why not bring this back to the Philippines? And then unti-unting doon na nagkaroon ako every year, nagkaroon ako ng class, and then doon nag-umpisa lahat ang Sayaw PD. Doon ko sinabi na I will make sure na I will bring this to Philippines, and I managed to, I have some friends na sa media, and I have some people na tumulong sa akin to keep that, in just have an interview and keep doing it and until now.
For Noivy and his partners, it gives them great and priceless joy to continue doing this advocacy. The classes, besides helping the student improve their balance and coordination, gives them confidence and sense of purpose. It's offered them something to look forward to in a community where they can be themselves.
So hello everyone. I am Teacher Noby. Welcome to Sayaw PD. And I'm very, very
it's
happy.
It's 5 p.m. in Sydney, and Noivy Berber is busy setting up for online class. He adjusts the framing of the video before settling in on the chair and greeting his student warmly and welcomingly.
Supporting us and trusting us and believing us of Sayaw PD. And now we continue to this class, building our community for our Sayaw PD. And of course, thank you, Karen and Grace, for always there. And we welcome our newcomers in our class. Of course, Lucy, you're welcome.
This podcast is written and hosted by me, Miko Santos, produced by Kangaroo Firm Media Lab, Australia's independent podcast management company, researched by Yvonne Santos, edited and mixed by Jaime Bada, sound design by Ivan Santos, our podcast producer Jamie Lopez, assistant podcast producer Renee Bernales, voice artist Kiko Malagtem. Special thank you to our guests, Noivy Berber, Will Laksa, the Sayaw PD Technical Director, and Mika Bernas, a former colleague and a friend of Noivy Berber. now lives in New York City. Once again, thank you so much for carving out the time to hear what was shared on today's podcast. Don't forget there's a free podcast course waiting for you over podfiesta.org. And also, if you found it helpful, then please share it with someone else. Just simply share with them the link or post it on their Facebook wall and say, check this out. It will make my entire month happy. Also, be sure to subscribe if you haven't already so every podcast gets sent straight to you and you don't have to go searching for it. I'm Miko Santos and this is Filipino Tastic.